You're tuned in to Nerd Overload, your weekly show for video games, movies, TV shows, comics, tech news, and more. Now your hosts, Cody Pinnick, Samantha Cross, Sam Dunham, and Josh Harrison.
Welcome to the first episode of Nerd Overload Spooktacular Spooktober. You'll notice no difference whatsoever in the show, but it's extra spooky.
Maybe there's a ghost. I don't know.
Yeah, some skeletons. Maybe there'll be sounds of rattling bones in the background. I don't know.
That's just me because I'm old.
Yeah.
Is it a full moon out? Because werewolves?
Ow. If you think about it, we all have skeletons inside us.
This room is just full of skeletons.
Yeah.
If you believe hard enough.
If you clap your hands, a skeleton will clap with you.
Oh, God.
I'm Sam.
I'm Josh.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Cody.
Hey, everybody. Thank you all for tuning in this week. We have a great show for you. A bunch of news to go over, but, and if you're a normal listener, you'll know what I'm going to say next. Let's talk about some things we've been checking out. And I know, Cody and Samantha, you guys have a bunch of Halloween spooky spook movies.
Yes.
To go through. Do you mind if I get mine out of the way real quick?
Go for it.
Because I know you guys have like 2 weeks worth of stuff. So I did three real quick things this week. I, about a week and a half ago, got a chance to go down and catch MC Chris in concert down in Columbus.
Nice.
MC Chris is a nerd rapper. He raps about all sorts of nerdy things like Star Wars and Harry Potter and all sorts of other stuff. The concert was okay.
Why do you say that?
Well, there were some... I mean, the concert itself was fun. It was him doing his entire album, MC Chris is Dead. I guess this is like the 10th anniversary of the album coming out or something like that. It was kind of peppered with some issues. There was a guy who threw his beer into the crowd and stormed out. There was an accusation.
Why?
Well, that leads into the next thing, okay. And I don't want to get into it too deeply because this is a positive show and I want to stay positive, but MC Chris has a costume contest at all of his shows for this tour. The guy who won the costume contest was immediately called out by a woman in the crowd for being a sexual harasser from like back when they were both in college. And the guy left of his own accord because, you know, you believe the victim over anyone else. And another guy got ticked off at that and threw a full glass full of beer into the crowd and stormed out. And it brought the entire concert to a screeching halt like 30
wow.
minutes in. Yeah, it was an interesting time. Yeah, it spurred MC Chris to go on about a 15-minute tirade about that.
As he
is wont to do. And, you know, it's his right. It's his show. And it was, I mean, he was talking about, you know, a positive cause. But it really, really, really brought the show down, like, a lot. Yeah, there was that. And there was a bit at the end where he mentioned that, you know, if you like his music, go to his GoFundMe because he's broke.
Oh,
yeah. Apparently he spent a bunch of money. He paid a concert promoter a few years ago, and then the concert promoter didn't get him any tours for a year and took off with his money. And he was out like 40 grand when it came
Jesus.
To tax time. So he is completely broke, and that's why he's doing the tour. I don't think that's what artists usually tell their crowd during their shows. You know, they usually just say, hey, thanks for coming out to the show, buy the merchandise. They usually don't say, hey, I'm broke as a joke, so donations are great.
Yeah. Oh, God.
Yeah, so it was an interesting time. I enjoyed the music. The opening act, Lex the Lexicon Artist, was fantastic. She's a rapper out of California who does equally nerdy, geeky stuff. Really, really good flow, really good, you know, rhymes and stuff and topics of the rap. I definitely check her out. Her stuff is great. I don't know if I'll go back to see MC Chris anytime soon. I will eventually because, you know, it's MC Chris. You got to. And he did end the show by doing Fetz Vet and everybody rapped along, and that was pretty fun. Unfortunately, we can't play any of his music on the show because there are no radio-friendly versions of any of his songs, really. Not even Hoodie Ninja.
Huh.
I looked up the lyrics.
That was in a Honda commercial.
That was, well, the 10 seconds that they could play of Hui Ninja was in a Honda commercial. It's a shame because that was one of the ones from the album. So he did that show, that song during the show. But I would say go check it out. It's still a good rapper. I still enjoy all of his stuff. It was just that concert was just...
Toss him a couple bucks because he's apparently broke.
Yeah, he is. Yeah, it sounds like he is just not doing hot.
He's not getting that Aqua Teen money anymore.
He is not. Yeah. He's, yeah, yeah. Let's see. The other thing I checked out was...
Oh, you know Adult Swim screwed him on that.
Oh,
you know they course. Did.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, plus he sunk a whole bunch of money into like that MC Chris cartoon that he wanted to do.
Which was very good.
It was very good. That pilot was excellent and it went nowhere. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I hate to see the guy in bad shape. You know, if you have a few bucks, go buy his album or whatever. You know, at least try to get something out of it, I suppose. But like, yeah. I don't know if I'd go back anytime soon, but when he comes back around, you know, you never know. The other thing I checked out was Venom. That movie came out over the weekend. I'm going to get into a few light spoilers here just because there have been a lot of reports that from critics saying that it was a terrible, horrible garbage fire that no one should watch it. I enjoyed it. It was okay. It
asterisk.
Well, it definitely wasn't at the level of like an MCU movie. It definitely wasn't like a Marvel Studios, like Avengers or anything like that, of course. But it definitely had super, super strong vibes of like the old Sam Raimi Spider-Man or like Blade or some of those you know.
Yeah, the first Blade's great.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, Tom Hardy did a great job. Oh, go ahead. Sorry.
It wasn't Infinity War, but it wasn't Batman v Superman.
No, definitely, definitely not. No, I would say that it is above Ghost Rider 1 and 2, but below the X-Men franchise, somewhere kind of in that range, if that makes any sense. I would give it around like a notch above Daredevil, Elektra, because Tom Hardy is great in it. I think he does a great job as Eddie Brock, as just super loser schlub, like down on his luck loser Eddie Brock. And he does a fantastic job playing off of himself as Venom, because he did the voice for Venom. And from what I understand, what he did was he recorded all the Venom lines and then he wore an earpiece through the entire filming of the movie. So he was
talking
reacting
to himself,
to the voice in his head that was Venom that he had recorded previously. So it kind of added to kind of that.
But not like the earpiece that like Johnny Depp wears when he does movies because he doesn't want to memorize the lines.
No, not that. No, of course not. No.
Wait, he does that?
Tom Hardy has class.
The last couple Pirates movies, he just had him feed his lines through an earpiece.
Yeah. Are you surprised though?
No.
Like I said, Tom Hardy was great. Everything else around Tom Hardy was just okay. Like the love interest was all right. She was nothing... Her storyline was fine, but like nothing spectacular. I did like how the love interest is his ex-girlfriend who is now dating a very successful doctor. They don't make the doctor a jerk. They make the doctor actually a nice guy who also wants to help Eddie get the Venom symbiote out of his body. Like, just like, you know, it's just like, hey, you're the ex, but it doesn't mean we can't be, you know,
friends.
Cordial and friends. The villain was rotten. The entire Life Foundation as a whole and the main villain, who I have no interest in committing his name to memory. He is so forgettable. He ends up with the symbiote Riot attached to him, which in this movie is just a bigger Venom with blades and is kind of silver.
Mm. I thought for a minute you said Ryan.
Ryan,
like the
yes.
Symbiote's name was Ryan.
Yeah.
I am Venom and I'm Ryan.
I'm Ryan? Yeah, no.
Oh, and this is my brother Tad.
That's actually Venom's first name.
Tad Venom.
Tad Venom.
Yes, just like Space Ghost.
Yeah.
The end fight is a lot of the set pieces were okay of, you know, they do a extended chase scene while with Eddie on a motorcycle and Venom like Spider-Maning around over like, you know, all the landmarks in, you know, San Francisco, which is, you know, pretty stock standard for that kind of movie. The end fight has a live action Transformer syndrome where by the end of it, it's just a mess of nothing on the screen.
Animation just,
like,
and noise.
it just looks like Tom Hardy punching some other guy with CGI blobs flying around him. It's kind of a mess.
Is it like when they do the ink effects in Street Fighter?
Yes, actually, very much so. But it was enjoyable. It was fun. It was a good time. The after credits trailer sets up the movie that I think the writers wanted to do, which featured Carnage, the character Carnage, played by Woody Harrelson, who was sporting a bright red afro in this. He looked like he was in a jail cell and talking like Hannibal Lecter, kind of. And he looked like Ronald McDonald. Silence of the Hams.
Silence of the steamed hams.
At this time of day? No. It was fine. It was enjoyable. I would say go check it out.
Did they say that the symbiotes were aliens?
Yes. Okay. The symbiotes do come from space. They do say symbiotes and not symbiotes. Apparently, they went through and
reposted,
redubbed like every point where they said symbiote. Jenny Slate, you guys aren't going to see it, so I'm just going to tell you, Jenny Slate doesn't make it to 2/3 into the movie.
Oh,
yeah.
Well, now I really don't.
And she
see
has
it.
Nothing funny to do.
Oh,
she is a serious scientist who gets murdered.
That sucks. What a waste.
Whoopsa-doopsa.
What
yeah.
a waste.
Very big waste.
Also, Hamburger Lecter.
Hamburger Lecter. I like it. Robble, robble.
Why would you get Jenny Slate and just...
And just not do anything yeah. with her? I have no idea.
Godzilla did that with Bryan Cranston.
Well, not maybe yes and no. At least Bryan Cranston was a huge, huge name and was an integral part of the first half. Jenny Slate had nothing to do.
Mm.
She was a mousy scientist who was like the number two for the main bad guy and then saw that they were killing homeless people. So she went, hey, Tom Hardy, you had your career ruined by my company, but I'm going to tell you about how we're killing people. And then like two scenes later, oopsie-doopsie, she's dead. That's it. That's the end of Jenny Slate in that movie.
Also, I think Bryan Cranston being in Godzilla was... I don't think he was as big as he was when they filmed it, is my guess.
It was
post-Breaking Bad.
They filmed it post-Breaking Bad. Oh. Yeah, he was big. He was a big boy.
Huh. He was a big boy.
Big boy Cranston. You know, I had a third thing, but you guys would need to get to your stuff, so I'll skip it and go leave that for next week. Go for it, guys.
Yes, last year for the Halloween season, we watched a horror movie every day of the month of October, and we started again.
Cool.
We've got 2 weeks worth of stuff because we didn't do a show last week.
Right. Yeah.
The first one we watched was Return of the Living Dead, mm-hmm. Which is a fantastic and great and fantastic movie.
It's a good movie.
It's okay.
You just thought it was okay. I loved it. It was so corny and fun mm-hmm. and goofy.
It's definitely funnier than the Night of the Living Dead.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's 80s very goofy.
Yeah, 80s goofy schlocky horror movie. I would recommend it. You maybe wouldn't.
Oh, it's okay.
What was next on the list?
As Above, So Below.
As Above, So Below is the best Tomb Raider movie they've ever made.
Okay.
Like seriously, the main character is a British lady who explores tombs and has dad issues.
Wow.
She is Lara Croft. It's like the lady that played her was auditioning for Lara Croft through this movie.
Impressive.
But it was a good movie, actually. I've heard it's good. They go into the catacombs of Paris to find the Sorcerer's Stone, which sounds like Tomb Raider once again.
It does.
And they end up like, I don't know if I want to spoil it, but they
stuff happens.
Yeah.
They basically go to hell.
Ah, gotcha. Okay. Okay.
It's pretty good. It's found footage, which I normally don't really care for, mm-hmm. but it was fine.
It makes sense.
Yeah, it makes sense for the movie, and it was pretty good. I would recommend that one. Then we watched The Town That Dreaded Sundown. It was very dated.
I've heard that.
It's
yeah.
interesting because it's the first slasher movie. Isn't
yeah,
it?
It's mm-hmm. basically the first slasher movie ever made, and it's also based on a true story. I don't know how accurate it is to the true story. Mm. There is a scene where he tapes a knife to a trombone and then stabs a woman with the trombone.
Okay, that sounds kind of rad.
It's the highlight of the movie. Yeah.
You see him taping it. Like, what is he doing?
Now, is he
doing?
Also playing the trombone as he's stabbing
yeah.
him?
Not very well, because he wears a burlap sack bag over his head.
Oh,
which
okay.
Which is pretty scary.
Yeah, he looks scary. Mm-hmm. Although there's a lot of just long shots of him breathing heavily in the mask and it like sticking to his face and bubbling out.
Oh, jeez.
Like I said, it's very dated.
Interesting.
But yeah, it's still not a bad movie. It's worth a watch. Okay. So that one gets a watch.
Oh, the only thing about that movie is it has some humor.
Oh, that's right. I forgot completely about the, there's a comic relief character that is not funny and adds nothing and is just, it's weird.
Rob Schneider?
He might as well be. What is his name? Spark Plug?
Yes.
And it's funny how he's like a incompetent police officer and it's funny how he can't drive.
And yet his name is Spark Plug.
Yeah. He drives recklessly.
Which is like, I'm pretty sure an Autobot name.
Yeah.
That sounds like something out of an Ernest movie.
It's that level.
Wow.
And there's some transphobic-y stuff.
Yeah.
Well, you get that for the time, I guess.
One of the cops has the brilliant idea that they set up basically bait cars, and one cop dresses as a woman and the other dresses as the woman's date. And they sit there and they have a good yuck about that. If it sounds interesting to you, give it a shot. Why not? You got nothing but an hour and 40 minutes to lose. Chernobyl Diaries.
Oh, isn't that like a found footage one too?
No. I thought it was, yeah, but it's not. And it's filmed in like around Pripyat in the exclusion zone, but it is terribly generic and uninteresting.
I think I remember hearing about that when it first came out.
Yeah, it's a really cool idea for a movie and a good setup for a... like a disaster, not a disaster movie, but a, I don't know, help, we're stranded in a radiation filled city.
So the hills have eyes.
Yeah. Yeah. It's very similar to that, but they don't do anything interesting in it. There's like almost no special effects whatsoever. There's just,
you don't need that if you're effective.
Yeah.
But it wasn't.
But it just ends up being like zombies. There's like one kind of creepy mutant shot that startled me and that was about it. Otherwise, it was completely forgettable garbage.
Yeah, warning, a bunch of these are stinkers.
Yeah, I've had some bad...
Most horror movies tend to be...
That's not true.
I've made some bad picks. Let's do a good one. Mom and Dad was a very good movie with Nicolas Cage in it.
Oh, nice.
It's like a... like They don't explain it very well. Some kind of attack happens that reverses the... parental instinct in parents to, instead of loving and wanting to protect their child, all of a sudden they just really want to kill their kid more than anything.
Wow.
And it gets weird and like
Nicolas Cage goes full throttle.
Yeah, he goes full cage.
Full cage.
Which is makes it worth watching for that alone.
Sounds good.
He says something, I can't remember.
How the saws it all, it saws it all. But it's a good movie. That one's on Hulu, yep. So it's worth checking out.
A little gory.
Yeah.
There's a couple things that got us, like, where I had to look away because I was like, ooh.
Yeah. But it's a good concept and a wild movie that I would recommend.
Yeah, don't want to talk too much about it.
Yeah.
Watch it if you're into that.
John Carpenter's The Fog that we basically fell asleep during.
Yeah,
The Fog. Yeah. No, that tracks.
Yeah, it was not, it did not hold my attention at all. I don't even know what to say about it.
I mean, I'm pretty sure everyone's seen the movie.
Yeah.
Which I usually love John Carpenter,
mm-hmm.
but this one was not good.
It's just much quiet than the
last. Yeah. Yeah. You know, I don't usually watch a bunch of horror movies or scary movies or stuff, and I've seen The Fog, and yeah, it's kind of a stinker.
Oh, man, if you guys can find it, you should watch Nightbreed.
Oh, Nightbreed is awesome.
We'll put that on the list.
That is a super good one. Based off the novel Cable?
Cabal.
Cabal, yeah. Super good. I love that one.
Do you think they'll ever make the series, though? They've been talking about it forever.
I don't think it's going to happen.
We watched Children of the Corn.
The original one?
The original one. It was all right.
It's all right. It doesn't hold up super well.
Yeah,
the Sci-Fi Channel remake was really bad.
At the time, it was like phenomenal. But yeah, now it just doesn't hold up.
No.
I agree with that.
Like everything that happened didn't earn anything that it does. Mm-hmm. Like there's strife between the two main kids, but they don't go into it enough to where it's interesting. It just kind of happens. And that's most of the movie.
Yeah.
And they spend way too long at the beginning just farting around,
mm-hmm.
like not mm-hmm. doing anything and not establishing anything.
They just showed up at the town.
Yeah. Fine. So I like honestly wouldn't really recommend that, even though I love Stephen King.
Unless you just really want to see it.
It's yeah. Funny. If you want something Stephen King, go watch Castle Rock because it's very good.
Mm-hmm.
Which Piranha, which was super schlocky and terrible and almost more of a softcore porn movie than it was a fish monster movie.
Yeah, that's about right.
Yeah,
so yeah.
So many boobs.
So yeah. Like 70s horror.
Yeah.
Worse than that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't have a problem with boobs.
Okay. 70s Italian horror.
It seems like a movie mm-hmm. out of time. It seems like a movie that would have existed before the internet happened.
Yeah.
Like
just for 14-year-old boys.
Yeah. No, nobody goes to a horror movie to see boobs anymore. Like right. That was the thing back
that
in the day.
That was what you did, yeah.
Yeah, but not in, like, mm-hmm. what, 2006, probably, when this movie was made. Like, it's weird.
Like,
yeah.
They literally have porn stars in the movie.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, yeah.
Again, fine.
I mean, it had its moments, though, to be completely honest. Like, the abject chaos that occurs mm-hmm. when the piranhas yeah, attack the spring break party was funny and entertaining.
Yeah. Didn't they do Piranha 3D a few, like, about 10 years or so ago? Where they
3D Double D.
Yeah. 3D Double D, where it was a super duper parody of Piranha. And Christopher Lloyd was like the crazy scientist or something.
Christopher Lloyd is in the movie.
Oh, he is.
There's a lot of actually pretty good people in the movie.
Really?
Which is also confusing.
I think they were trying to go for like a Sharknado thing.
Before there was a Sharknado.
Yeah, but they don't go all in on that either.
It's weird.
Hmm.
I mean, it's got Adam Scott, Elizabeth Shue, and Christopher Lloyd, Ving Rhames, but it's
Jerry O'Connell or whatever.
Yeah, but it's just absolute schlock, like, garbage.
Yeah.
There's a lady parasailing topless, and she gets it underwater and gets the bottom half of herself eaten by a piranha.
That's not just, that was not just a lady, that was Gianna Michaels.
Oh! Well, there you go.
Which may be familiar to some of you.
I mean...
Moving on. I think this is the last one. We got two more.
Okay.
We watched the original Psycho, which I had never seen
before. Oh, dude, that one's really good.
It was very good.
The only thing about Psycho I don't like is the info dump at the end by that, like, psychologist guy telling, laying out the entire plot of the film.
Here's what happened in case you weren't smart enough to figure it out yourself.
It all goes back to 10 years ago when he killed his mother, and this and that and the other. It's like, you could have done without it.
Also,
your audience is smart enough.
Psycho didn't need like 100 sequels.
It only has two sequels. Well, I guess technically three sequels. One of them was made for was a direct-to-HBO, like, made-for-TV movie. Psycho 2 is really good.
Mm. Huh.
Psycho, yeah, it's set 22 years afterwards. He gets out of the psych ward, and it's him, Norman Bates, trying to, like, put his life back together after he's been cured, and someone is screwing with him.
Huh.
There are murders happening, and, like, things, like, signed by mother keep popping up, and, like, you don't know if he's going nuts, and it's, like, all happening again, or if someone is messing with him, or what, but it's, like, legitimately good. Psycho 3 sucks. and Psycho 4, the beginning, is garbage fire, and don't watch it. But
yeah,
Psycho 2 is
one.
Definitely worth checking out.
I wish I didn't know the twist, because I would have been like, whoa, but I knew it.
Yeah.
Already.
That's the thing. Yeah, everybody kind of knows the twist at this point. It's,
yeah.
The shower scene from Psycho is such a cultural touchstone for so many different things that...
And it's still super suspenseful.
Oh, it is. It is. Fun fact, first movie to ever feature a toilet.
A toilet, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But it was excellent. It holds up. It's great.
Super good.
Yeah.
Super, super good.
And the final one, which is the one we watched last night, The Boy, starring Lauren Conrad from The Walking Dead and a porcelain doll boy. She gets hired by this English old couple to come babysit or be a nanny for their kid.
Oh, I think I've seen trailers for this.
Yeah, oh, I remember this.
To
yeah.
be the nanny for their kid, and she gets there, and the kid is a doll. And she has to act like it's a real boy.
And it gets spooky.
Yeah. And I thought it was pretty good, honestly. It has really bad Rotten Tomatoes score, but I thought it was all right.
Okay.
It had a twist in it I didn't see coming. Should we spoil it?
No.
No? Okay. No.
Kratos shows up.
Yeah.
I was going to say Hank Hill, but that's a good joke, too.
The boy ain't right.
The baseball Batman from Walking Dead shows up.
Yeah.
But, Negan.
Yeah. Sure.
Sure. Okay.
But she was, Lauren Conrad was pretty good in it.
I like that she was completely capable.
Yeah.
She wasn't like, woo. Only thing, she got locked in the attic, which is kind of weird.
Yeah.
It was a supernatural locking in the attic.
Well.
Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe it was.
I'm only guessing on slight Annabelle tracks here, so.
Yeah. I want a scary doll movie where you see the doll walking around doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They never do that.
Child's Play. Yeah. Which is on Hulu,
but I've seen Child's Play before, and I want a creepy doll, not a...
Then watch Killer Dolls from Full Moon.
That's not good.
I think there's a movie about Robert the Doll, the actual haunted doll in Florida.
Oh, yeah. Oh, we should watch that. I love Robert the Doll.
Just go on eBay and read some haunted doll, like, descriptions.
Haunted doll watch. But you know, you don't see Annabelle moving around. You don't see the boy move. Well, there's a good reason for that.
Mm. I had a quick one. It's just real fast. PSN for PlayStation Plus, one of their things they gave out this month was the Friday the 13th game.
Oh, yeah. Good luck getting any updates on that sucker because of the lawsuit.
I know. It is a buggy trash fire.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Yeah, and unfortunately, the devs aren't allowed to fix any of the bugs because they had to stop development on it because of the lawsuit.
But one of the funny thing is, one of the alternate skins for the default Jason skin is the one from the video game where you're like purple and blue.
Nice. Yes, the super weird colors.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's really, really cool.
That's about it. I played a couple rounds of that and I was like, oh man, this is hard. This is rough.
It's fun. It's incredibly difficult to win if you're not Jason.
Pretty much.
It's actually very difficult to win if you're Jason too
because of the bugs.
But
yeah, that's it.
Yep. Okay, cool. Well, let's go ahead and take a break here. And when we get back, we'll get into some spooky, spooky news.
We'll have less horror movies next week.
All right. And that was Vincent Price doing his cover of Monster Mash.
From some movie.
Something.
I don't know.
I cut out a whole big, huge, like, soliloquy he did before it about, like, the spookiness of, like...
How humans are the real monsters.
Actual, like, you know, how... humans make weapons and also cars, I guess. I don't know. I wasn't really paying attention. But yeah. So we're doing Halloween songs all month. So buckle in. And speaking of spooky Halloween things, we have a news thing about a bat. Batwoman, that is. I nailed it. Yes. So the CW is doing a Batwoman show starring Ruby Rose. We covered this a while back, right?
Now I'm just thinking Beverly Hillbillies. Hills, that is.
Oh, Lord.
Oh, God.
But yeah, she looks like Batwoman.
Yeah. The news is there was a teaser picture of her in the Batwoman costume, and she looks just like Batwoman. It looks great. Now, Batwoman, we need to stress, not to be confused with Batgirl. Two totally separate characters. This is Kate Kane. She was originally a character from the Golden Age that was revamped and brought back.
Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Bruce Wayne's cousin, yeah. One of the most prominent LGBT superheroes in the DC universe. It's actually pretty neat that the CW is getting some kind of Bat family show.
Yeah.
That's huge. I'm excited for the show. I think it's going to be good. I had some... reservations about Ruby Rose, but now that I think about it, I think she's going to do an excellent job. The thing that I am most excited for is the possibility of getting the Question. I love the character, the Question.
Hey, I love the Question
in
too.
All of their different iterations, Renee Montoya is great. I think probably my favorite iteration of the Question, to be honest. And that character's tied in very closely with Batwoman.
But what if they got Jeffrey Combs to be the Question?
You know what would be great if they. In the comics, Jeffrey Combs was, Jeffrey Combs, the original Question was like dying of cancer or something and trained Renee Montoya to become the new Question. What if we got Jeffrey Combs as like kind of half sick, the question going through in training.
Because I love Jeffrey Combs. He's a great actor.
What if they cast Rosa from Brooklyn Nine-Nine as Renee Montoya?
Yes, please.
Yes. Oh my God, yes.
I would just like her to be in just every show.
Yeah, me too.
What's her name? Stephanie Beatriz?
Yes. Yep.
Yeah,
that's
she's
it.
Great.
She's great. She has expressed interest in being America Chavez.
Yes, please.
She looks like her.
In fact, I think it was like last Halloween, she had a Miss America Chavez costume like made. I remember seeing pictures of it, and it was super great.
Yeah, she should be in the MCU as America Chavez.
Yeah, absolutely. But anyway, this Batwoman costume looks really great. If I had to have a complaint about it, let me look at it one more time. If I had to have a complaint about it, the fake hair that they have on the hood is fine. That's how the character's costume looks. I wish it came down a little bit further on the head. It looks like she has a real high forehead.
Or they
to me.
Just cut the top of the mask off.
Yeah, or honestly. They could do that. Yeah,
I think they've done that before they with have. Later Batwomen.
Yeah, she just kind of had like a domino mask kind with of. Some bat ears.
Yeah. And I wish they would do that with this one, unless they're going for like a big long mohawk style thing, like the only hair that's in the mask is like
just
a mohawk, so you can see like weird bat mask shaved plastic sides on the of the head. I don't know.
Which that might I mean, work.
That,
I don't
that
know.
That might work, but in this one teaser picture, yeah, the hair on the mask looks a little bit out of place, but otherwise looks great, looks right. I mean,
the biggest complaint I think I have is I think the cape could be bigger.
Yeah.
And more red.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. And we don't know how this thing's going to look in motion on the show.
Honestly, in this picture the cape looks a little Spirit Halloween.
It looks CGI'd on. Honestly, it looks like they drew that on in post.
But she will appear on Arrow first.
Yep.
Before getting her own series.
Yep.
Because everything has to spawn from Arrow.
Yeah.
Why not?
Arrow
at this
point? is the center of this.
It's the linchpin of the CW superhero universe.
God, yeah. Whoever would have thought the Green Arrow would be the center of anything?
Anyone's universe.
I mean, who cares about Green Arrow?
The CW did when they decided they couldn't get a Batman series.
Yeah, yeah, that's.
I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no, I know, you're right.
There
I
are
know.
So many Batman jokes in the first season. It's ridiculous.
I think they should do a Riverdale crossover with Arrow.
That would be great.
I'm not joking. I think they should do it.
Oh, man. Speaking of, did you see who they cast as Jughead's mom?
No. Who?
I can't remember her name.
Gina Gershon?
Gershon.
Oh, man. That's actually really good casting. That's actually really super good casting. Yeah, okay. Right on. Right on.
I love Riverdale. It's so stupid.
I need to go back to it. I gave up after that first episode, and I'm kind of regretting it because...
It's book wild.
Yeah, that's what I keep hearing.
Like,
that it.
I don't want to watch Riverdale, but I want to watch Sabrina.
You can.
Yeah, you can. I'm sure you can. I want to go back and watch Riverdale because the first episode was stupid and off-putting, but... It gets worse.
Yeah.
And by worse, I mean better.
Well, you,
right?
And you get used to its tone and like what it's doing and
just laugh at it.
Yeah. It's incredibly enjoyable for what it is.
Okay, let me ask you this. Do they at one point kind of realize how ridiculous their show is and then kind of lean into like double down on how melodramatic and weird and kind of goofy it is?
No.
No, it just kind of stays at that
level.
Okay. Okay, well, still, I'm interested. Sure, sure. Okay, well, I think we covered Batwoman. I don't know how we ended up on
Riverdale,
but okay. Okay, you guys pick a news.
Well, okay, we're going to talk about bad DC shows.
Sure.
Krypton,
Has anybody actually watched Krypton? Is that out?
I think it's out, yeah.
Hey, does anyone have the Sci-Fi Network? Because that's what it's on.
I have it on Hulu.
Oh, it's on Hulu? Well,
So anyway, Krypton, for people who may not remember, is the...
Lame!
Yeah. Is the Superman equivalent to Gotham.
In every way.
So it's a series that takes place before Superman, before Krypton blows up on Krypton.
And much like Gotham, in Krypton, you know exactly how the story is going to end, so what's the point?
Right? But in lighter news,
the whole planet's going to explode.
Yeah.
Spoilers, Cody. And Brainiac and something. I don't know. But they released a picture of what Lobo's going to look like because they're bringing the main man in.
He looks like Lobo.
He looks like Lobo, which is
I love
really
Lobo.
Cool. Yeah.
He's black and white space biker Rob Zombie guy.
Oh, yeah. He's like the embodiment of extreme 90s space alien.
Yes, that's the joke.
Yeah, yeah. He's like space biker 90s to 11. It's great. He was like chains and skulls. And
he talks like a pro wrestler.
Yeah.
He was literally created to poke fun at that
that's right.
particular
yep.
thing.
Yep, yep.
Take that, life.
And that's why I like Lobo.
Yeah. Yeah, it was Keith Giffen making a joke on Rob Liefeld, which is great.
The main man's coming to your bad TV.
Oh, man. I hope he talks like Macho Man Randy Savage.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how really always how should. I, whenever I read Lobo, that's how I read him
as well.
That's how he sounds in Justice League Action, doesn't he?
I think so.
Yeah. Which is a great show that doesn't get the respect it deserves. Nobody talks about it.
Yeah,
it's good.
I mean,
it's on Hulu as
well. I've never searched it out, but the couple episodes I've seen are really good.
It's really fun and great. It's up there with Brave and the Bold.
Yeah, there's one where it's all the characters are voiced by Mark Hamill. It's because Mark Hamill does Swamp Thing on that show. And it's an episode where
the
Trickster and the Joker go on a crime spree.
And they kidnap the real Mark Hamill.
And they kidnap the real Mark Hamill. Yeah. So
I feel like there was a third character in there.
Probably Swamp.
Solomon Grundy. It's Grundy.
Is it Grundy?
Grundy's somewhere in there.
He gets saved by Swamp Thing, I believe.
Yeah, he gets saved by Swamp Thing, but I think Grundy's in there because he does the voice of Solomon Grundy as
well. I love Mark Hamill's Swamp Thing, too.
Oh, yeah.
I just like Mark Hamill's voice actor.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, there's that.
Yeah. Sure, Lobo, why not? He's just obscure enough that they can do whatever they want with him or make him exactly how he is in the comics because why not? Space biker who loves space dolphins.
And beating people up.
And beating people up.
Because comics.
In continuing DC news, James Gunn is in talks to write the next Suicide Squad movie, which...
Okay.
Yeah.
Why not?
Hey.
Maybe it'll get good.
Do something with those characters... Because Margot Robbie was good as Harley Quinn, and Will Smith, I mean, his
was
version
serviceable.
Of Will Smith was Will Smith, and with the exception of After Earth, if you and I guess the Netflix
Bright,
yeah, I guess his last couple of movies have kind of been stinkers, but I think you can still get a decent movie out of Will Smith if he cares and if he has a decent writing and decent directing behind him.
And his kid's not in it.
Yeah.
If James Gunn managed to take the Guardians of the Galaxy weirdos and make, like, one of the best MCU movies out of it, then he definitely can make a good Suicide Squad movie if they give him the control that he should have.
I'm in. That's cool. You know what would be really funny? Dave Bautista was very vocal about how he was displeased with the firing of James Gunn through all of stuff. Like, incredibly vocal. Wouldn't it be great if... they somehow got him...
Yeah, if he jumped ship, too.
Somewhere in there.
Now he's King Shark.
Oh, my God! Oh, that would be so good, because he wouldn't have to change his act any.
No, he wouldn't. He'd just wear a shark head.
Yeah. Yeah, just give him a prosthetic shark head. Paper mache shark head. Just do it. With, like, his face sticking out of, like a hole cut for his face.
Dave Bautista, Dave Bautista,
No. And he's still got all his Drax makeup on.
That'd be great. Yes. He just refers to himself as Drax.
He stands very still.
Yes. All right. So I guess we have one more DC movie news thing. There was a 5-minute teaser trailer for, extended teaser trailer.
There was a short Aquaman film.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. It's really good.
Yeah, it seemed good.
It's a shame that they're ruining this one scene for everyone.
Yeah, spoiling it ahead of time.
Yeah.
Fool me once, DC.
Yeah. But, I don't know, I like this Aquaman. He's stupid. He's real dumb. And
he's definitely Aqua Bro.
I've always been kind of an Aquaman fan. And
you don't say.
yeah, I've always been kind of an Aquaman fan, but I recognize that he's kind of a dumb character, and... I love dumb Aquaman. He was great as dumb King of the Ocean and Brave and the Bold by John DiMaggio.
Outrageous.
Outrageous. This shall be our adventure called Aquaman's Adventure Under the Sea featuring Batman or whatever. I really like what's his name?
Jason Momoa.
I really like Jason Momoa as Aquaman. I think he knows how ridiculous his character is. And is kind of allowed to play towards that, I think.
I mean, he was one of my favorite parts in Justice League.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, he knew he was in a stink burger of a movie, so he just just did whatever.
He just went ham with it.
Yeah.
Dressed like a bat. I dig it.
Yeah, yeah. But yeah, this scene, this extended scene was really cool. I forgot that Nicole Kidman was in this, had a bit part as his mom.
Oh, yeah.
Aquamom.
Aquamom. And did you see...
Wet Mommy.
And there's the episode title. Thank you very much.
Aquaman's mom, Wet Mommy.
Now, was her name Martha, too?
Probably.
Moist Matriarch.
Yes. The Moist Matriarch of Aquaman, Wet Mommy.
But did you see...
And Ocean Daddy.
And Ocean Daddy. Wet Mommy and Ocean Daddy. Yeah, there we go. Nailed it. Nailed it. I love it.
King of Atlantis, Ocean Daddy.
All right, did you see... What's his name? The Ivan Drago from Rocky IV.
Dolph Lundgren?
Dolph Lundgren. Did you see Dolph Lundgren in there?
No.
For some reason, I thought you were talking about Carl Drogo.
Drogo? Yeah.
Jason Momoa's other character?
Yeah. Right, yeah. Did you see? I think the guy from the Game of Thrones is in that movie. Did you know? No, yeah.
What's up with the wet Dothraki?
Yeah. But, Dolph Lundgren's in it as well. That looks really cool. I mean, he's almost unrecognizable because of his red hair and goatee. And
oh, is that who that
that's
was?
That's who that was. Yeah.
Is he Ocean? No, it's not Ocean.
He's
Master.
Not Ocean Master. He's he's a character that they've introduced relatively recently as like the Atlantean, like head of the
military.
Mm. I forget what his name is. It's not Volko. Because Volko's like the head advisor, but it's like something along those lines. He's been in the comics. And that actually reminds me, it's not on the board, but I saw a trailer when I went to see Venom for Creed 2. Did you know they're doing a second Creed movie?
No. Yes.
And the twist is they're fighting the Russian sun. Rocky IV is still in continuity. And that means... Pauly's stupid robot is still in continuity, and that is the best news.
I mean, Rocky IV is my favorite Rocky.
Rocky IV is the best Rocky, as far as I'm concerned. Rocky IV and Rocky Balboa. I really love Rocky Balboa.
I still never saw Rocky Balboa.
I've never seen any of these Creed. Movies.
Creed's okay.
You know what I like? Punch-Out.
Same thing, you know.
My favorite Rocky movie is Mike Tyson's Punch-Out.
Perfect. Same thing. All right, so hey, we got a couple of quick hits to go through here while we're... rattling through some stuff. There was one image released for the Star Wars TV miniseries, The Mandalorian, Jon Favreau's show. And I mean, it looks like a Boba Fett.
Toe to tip, that's a Boba Fett.
Yeah.
And people are going to go nuts for it.
Depending on who's inside the armor and what's going on with it. Oh my God, I am hoping that it's actually a woman.
I know, I was just thinking the same thing.
Oh man, people will lose their...
What if they Judge Dredd it and they keep the helmet on all the time until the very end and then they pull a Metroid?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. That would be so good. Because this movie is set 10 years before Force Awakens. So it's like, it's definitely not Boba Fett at this point. He's super dead. It's not like Pitt.
I was getting excited because I was like, oh man, maybe it's Sabine, but then Sabine would be too old.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's like best character in Rebels.
Yeah, they need to.
And Chopper.
They need to move her into the main continuity. Like, right. Well, she is.
I mean, she is.
She is. She needs to be in a movie like right now.
It very well could be someone from Rebels because there's a list along with this image. There was a short list of directors announced for some episodes, including Deborah Chow, who did some episodes of Jessica Jones and Mr. Robot. Rick Famu, I don't know how to pronounce his last name. I'm apologize to the director. I'm sure he's listening.
Famitsu.
The guy who did the movie Dope. I don't know how to say his. Yeah. Bryce Dallas Howard is directing an episode of it, which
like
is kind of cool.
Jurassic World?
Yeah. Like Ron Howard's daughter. Taika Waititi is doing an episode.
Oh my God.
Yes.
Hey, oh my God.
Hey, we're going to do a Star Wars, you know? You want to come?
It's so good. And leading to that last point that I made, Dave Filoni, known for his work on Clone Wars and Rebels.
He was like the main dude.
Directing the first episode as well as a couple other episodes in the 10th episode arc. It's going to be a 10 episode miniseries. Hmm. It's not an ongoing series.
Hey, Can we have a Taika Waititi Star Wars movie, please?
Oh, man.
Please?
Can he both direct it and star in it as his character from Thor?
Korg?
Korg? I just want Korg in the Star Wars universe.
Star Wars, Korg Wars.
Star Korgs.
And the Porgs.
Yes, Star Korg and the Porgs.
Oh, God.
I found these Porgs. I can't do a New Zealander accent. That was awful.
You all.
No, you don't.
I hate Porgs. So
no,
much.
You don't. Yes, Porgs are the best. No, Porgs are the best. They look like little tiny screaming monster birds, and they're the best.
Because they are.
I'm ambivalent towards the Porg.
I think they're stupid and great. I think they're great because they're so stupid. Those little dumb bird things.
Stupid puffins.
Okay, so moving on to other stuff. Game Boy.
Game Boy news. Welcome to the video game segment of the show, the Game Boys.
Ding. Yeah, okay.
I'm Game Boy Player One, Cody Pinnick. Woo!
Get your link cables out. It's time for the Game Boys. All right. Nintendo just released a patent for a phone case that would, in theory, connect to the front of your iPhone or smartphone or whatever, and allow you to play like old Game Boy games on it, kind of like the Nintendo Classic kind of thing, but for your smartphone. If it gets made, that's a great idea, and I would buy one. But Cody, you brought up a really good point before the show.
I honestly don't think they're going to actually make this. I think this is just a patent to try and block Hyperkin from making their Game Boy case, which is a thing they've
been wanting to do. Yeah,
for Android, there was literally a case you could. But I don't know if they did. They start selling it, or are they still working on it?
They were still working on it, I think, because if they were done with it and selling it, I don't think Nintendo could patent it at that
point.
That's
true.
I kind of agree with you on that, because there was also some patents that Nintendo put out a little while ago about an actual like Game Boy sized device that is probably going to be the Game Boy Classic. Which I'm excited for, sure, why not? But yeah, I mean, if this case comes to fruition, I would probably buy it.
Oh yeah, I absolutely would.
But you're right, it's probably just kind of patent blocking or whatever.
That is my finger quotes expert analysis.
So says the Game Boy.
Yeah.
Well, make way for the Game Man.
What if Nintendo literally released a console called the Game Man?
It's just a Game Boy in like a business suit and a boat and a briefcase. The Game Salary Man.
Oh, don't talk too loud. Funko will hear you.
It would just be the Game Boy from Captain N, the Game Masters, or BMO. It would just be BMO.
I'd
play a playable BMO.
Oh, sure.
There was an app. There was a BMO app that turned your phone into a playable BMO.
Yeah.
It was pretty cute.
Yeah.
Had original voice acting and everything.
Nice. Okay, so moving on, what's the skinny with Fallout 76?
So Fallout 76 is the online Fallout game that's coming out.
Beta for it starts really soon, I think.
Yeah. So unlike other Fallouts where it was a single-player game, you were able to play online with other people. So
you pretty much only can, really.
Yes. So they said they were going to have microtransactions, cue groaning.
Yeah.
Meh.
But much like in the light of Overwatch and Fortnite, it will be only for cosmetic things. The currency is called atoms. Supposedly, they're just going to be like, just making it rain on you with them. Like, you leave the vault, you get some atoms. You kill a monster for the first time, you get some atoms. It's going to be like quest rewards, things like that. Anyway, it's only supposed to be for cosmetic things, for skins and things like that. Nothing to actually help you be better in the game.
I don't like that name.
Atoms?
No, I don't like that. It's too cornball. I mean, like, not in the right Fallout way.
Or quarks.
Quarks, they're smaller. Well,
they're even smaller than atoms.
You get 50 quarks, they become an atom.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Warcraft money. No,
and then there's a band in the universe called 50 Quarks, None the Richer.
Oh
God.
And there's some protons.
I did it good,
electrons.
You guys. I did it good. Anyway, that was a good joke. I don't care. That's a good joke.
It should be some sort of salvagey item. Like bottle caps of the money. It should be some other kind of bottle cap-esque thing.
Rocks. Anyway. Yeah.
Nuka quantum caps.
Labels.
Bottle labels.
So anyway. So people were talking about the microtransactions and how they're they were afraid of them because, to be fair, you know, a lot of microtransactions in games are garbage.
A lot of microtransactions have ruined a lot of games.
Yes.
Like
yes.
Star Wars Battlefront, for example.
Yeah. But, and there's also going to be a perk card system kind of similar to Battlefront, but you're not going to actually buy them with money. You will only earn them in the game.
Not until they start not making enough money on the game, and then that's when you'll buy the card.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Well, that's what they're saying right now, is their goal is not to have you pay real money for anything that will help you in the game. Which, okay, that's fine. Whatever.
Okay.
I can see this changing 3 years from now.
Yes. Like, when the game's no longer popular.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they got to keep the servers running, so... Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah. Nope, that's... I
honestly,
agree.
I like Fallout. I'm not really that excited about Fallout 76. I haven't been.
The only reason I'm excited for it is because it has Mothman
in it.
It's
the Mothman.
It's the Mothman.
You can go to the Mothman Museum within the game.
That's
like,
cool. Yeah.
And I do really love Fallout, and I'll give anything Fallout a chance.
Okay, so we only have a couple more minutes, so we'll rattle through these. Pokemon Go is releasing the Gen 4 things soon. There was an actual trailer that came out announcing it. Probably by the end of the month, the theory is there's going to be a Halloween event near the end of the month that's going to have a bunch of ghosts because there's a bunch of ghosts in Gen 4. And then after that, they're just going to roll of them out.
Remember how long it took them to roll out Gen 2?
Oh, yeah.
Now they're just like pounding them.
Not really. It's been almost a year since.
Really?
It's been a little over a year since Gen 3. People have been screaming about it for a while. Along with that, there's going to be a bunch of balance tweaks to how gems work and stuff like that. Basically making it less lame to fight a bunch of like Chanseys and Blisseys and Gyms and not be able to beat them.
Curb the slacking, please.
Yes, pretty much.
There's way too many slacking.
Yeah, although, hey, that's my best one that I own. So, okay, so moving on from that, Toys R Us may not be dead after all. They just did, the company that owns them just did kind of a scumbag move, apparently.
That's what it sounds like.
They
canceled the bankruptcy.
Well, it's like they did like a soft bankruptcy to liquidate all of their stuff and make a bunch of money real quick and then canceled the bankruptcy and they're going to bring them back. Spread them out a little bit further or something.
Do you think maybe they won't go to big stores anymore? They'll be like smaller, like...
I think they'll be big stores, but I think they'll only be in select cities. Like, I don't think, like, I know around here there was one in
Columbus.
down in Sawmill, there was one in Polaris, there's one in Mansfield, there's one, like, all these different places. I could see maybe Columbus getting one and everybody going to that one. I can see, like, maybe, like, New York City getting one and, like, you know, just major hub cities getting, like, Toys R Us.
Yeah.
Making it kind of a place to go instead of just like, oh, it's like the Walmart, but just toys, which is what Toys R Us kind of became.
Yeah. Though when they were going out of business, the sales and their stuff wasn't that great.
I got
cheap stuff.
I got some good stuff. I got a drop mix for next to nothing.
Oh, that's right. You did.
Yeah. It's a fun game.
I got some Nintendo figures for dirt cheap.
Yeah. I would have gotten some Amiibos if I hadn't bought them all as they were coming out like an idiot. But enough about that.
Did you get the new Mega Man?
It's on the way, and it's coming in the fancy Japanese exclusive box.
Oh, nice.
So it's actually going to have box art. I mean, I'll just rip it out of the box because I have no pride in my collection, but whatever. Last thing, and unfortunately we don't have a ton of time to talk about this, but we need to bring it up. It's kind of a follow-up to the Telltale Games closure article that we talked about at length last episode. Last time we talked about it, we mentioned that there's going to be a skeleton crew of about 25 people that are going to be left unfired to kind of help fulfill their contractual obligations, namely the Netflix Minecraft game thing. Well, I guess that's not the case. They fired everybody.
Yeah, they're all gone now.
Everybody's gone. And the running theory is that Telltale did that in order to pool as much money as they possibly can for all of the impending lawsuits they're going to be getting from all of their former employees and every business and IP holder that they paid Telltale to make games out of, and then they closed and took all that money.
I could see a class action lawsuit for the last season of Walking Dead that people only got two episodes of.
Yep. Now, going along with that, Skybound, Robert Kirkman's company, the guy who did
Walking Dead.
Yeah. Has bought the rights to the Walking Dead game and has basically said that if he can get enough developers from Telltale to come back, you know, out of the love of the IP, basically, he wants to finish up the storyline.
Clementine's
story from that game. And, you know, on the surface, that sounds like a good idea. But, man, if I were a dev, I wouldn't do it.
Why don't they just make a comic?
That's what they should do. Because, yeah, I mean, all these devs and, you know, game creators and stuff who lost their job, they had to go and find new jobs quick. And a lot of companies picked them up. You know, they were pretty much scooped up from there. And to ask these guys to go back and basically work at scale with no benefits or anything to finish a game out of the kindness of their own heart, basically, is kind of ridiculous and kind of a crummy move.
Yeah, I wouldn't want to touch anything Telltale related after that happened. No, I would not be interested.
Nope.
They should just do a comic.
And end it.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, they've burnt any good faith they've had.
Spoiler alert, your employees won't sue you if you don't fire them.
Yeah.
Right.
Surprise fire them.
Yeah. All right, so I think that pretty well covers everything for the week, so we have to get out of here. You've been listening to Nerd Overload. Thank you very much for tuning in. You can find us each and every day over at nerdoverload.com.
You can also find us on most forms of social media, Facebook, Twitter, Twitch, and Instagram at Nerd Overload Now.
You can email us at staff@nerdoverload.com.
You can follow us, subscribe to our YouTube channel, Nerd Overload TV, if you want to do that.
Yeah, that'd be great. We're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Google Play, TuneIn, and just about anywhere else you can find podcasts. You can find this show. We have t-shirts. Go to bit.ly/nerdoverloadt. A little bit of the sales of those shirts go back to kind of help keep the show going, and we much appreciate all of that. And yeah, I think that pretty well covers everything. So again, until next week.
Peace out.
Ooh, spooky.
Ooh, spooky.